So hey, Jim Schultz here with you guys for F-Cubed and livefcubed.com. And man, we are doing it again for like maybe the third or fourth time now. The road to the pros is back. We are back on the road to the pros. It is January 2024. And yeah, man, I got a strong hankering to get back on stage. And so we are back on the road to the pros. My hope is this is the actual road that finally leads us to the destination that we've been trying to get to for several years now, but only time will tell. So thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate you guys. What I want to do here is I want to kind of get a vlog style series going for what this journey is going to look like. And so that is what these are going to be. Let me let you guys know here on the front end. These are going to be very kind of raw, unfiltered, you know, unscripted kind of stream of consciousness. I mean, I'm going to have a rough idea what I want to do, you know, in each vlog, but these are not going to be super tight, super polished. They're pretty much just going to be me spouting off, just sharing with you guys kind of where I'm at, you know, for that given week or that given, you know, portion in the journey. So just letting you guys kind of know on the front end here what to expect. My hope is that still somewhere along the way, you know, my ramblings and my just kind of, you know, wafflings help you guys in your fitness journeys in some way. So whether you are a competitive athlete like myself, or you're just a recreational, you know, fitness enthusiast, bodybuilder, powerlifter, strong man, strong woman, whatever. My hope is that what we, you know, kind of talk about and ramble about here on the vlog style series kind of helps you guys in a little way. So that's kind of my goal and my objective with these kind of raw, you know, unfiltered, uncut kind of vlog style RTPs. So yeah, so like I was saying just a minute ago, I have a strong hankering to get back on stage, and I have many, many things to talk about. Not only in this video, but I don't want this thing to be 45 minutes long, so we'll try to keep it, you know, somewhat buttoned up. But, you know, as the weeks and as the thing gets underway, I have lots of things I want to talk about. But the main thing I want to start with is kind of where I've been. You know, let's talk about where I've been and kind of what brought me to this, you know, to this point here, January 2024, for, you know, any of you new people that might be finding me or discovering me for the very first time. Welcome aboard. I hope that you stick around. So in 27, so I've been bodybuilding for, I mean, I'm 42, I'll be 43 in May. I started competing when I was 19 or 20. I have to go back and check the tapes. I think it was, let me think here, March of 2001, I think, was my first show, my first official show. I did another show, it wasn't March of 2000. I can't remember. No, it wasn't March of 2000. No, I think it was 2000. I'd have to go back and check the tapes, but it's been about 22 years. I started at 19 or 20. And so I've been bodybuilding for a very, very long time. And the first half of my career, it was not that great from a competitive standpoint. Like, I got out there, I did many, many shows. I did maybe 6, 8, 10 shows, however many it was, from, you know, the age of 20 to, let's say, the age of 30, where I was just never really competitive. I was way too big on stage. I was way overweight in terms of actually being at the right level of conditioning to where I could be competitive. But for me, you know, growing up, I was huge. I was overweight. I was made fun of. I was picked on. Like, I was the fat kid. I mean, I was gargantuan. Like, that was the life that I knew as a young person and even as a young adult. And so when I finally kind of, you know, flipped the switch, if you will, and made a decision to compete as a natural bodybuilder, I mean, it changed my life. It completely changed my life. It changed my life in so many incredibly positive ways that I have so much to, you know, I have so much thanks to give to bodybuilding for the role that it's played in my life. And so even though in the first half of my career, I was very, you know, not competitive and I looked like I didn't even belong out there and all those things, for me internally, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. Because for me to go from, you know, 225 or 230 to 190 and get on stage, that was an unbelievable transformation for me. And that completely changed my outlook on, you know, my own self-esteem, my own self-confidence, and fitness and nutrition and training and all those things. And so bodybuilding has had a special place in my heart for a very, very long time, even if the first half of my career, you know, it just, I was not competitive at all. The second half of my career, though, from 30 to 40, let's say, that's when I started to turn the corner. That's when I started to actually make some changes to what I was actually doing from a nutritional standpoint, from a training standpoint, and a lot of different things. And maybe we'll talk about that, you know, down the road. I don't really want to focus on that too much here today. Just kind of trying to give you guys the backstory. I made these changes and all of a sudden I started to get a little bit leaner. All of a sudden my stage weight started to drop from, you know, 190 to, you know, 183 and then 181 And then, you know, in 2017, 168. And then in 2019, 167. And so all these things started to change for me. And I started to compete. And I started to be, you know, kind of in the mix. And then all of a sudden, in 2017, it all came to a head. And I had, you know, my best bodybuilding season ever, where I was 168. And I won the novice class at the NAMBF Windy City Classic. I placed first out of six. And then in the open class, there were two divisions where there was the A class and the B class. And I was four. There were seven competitors in my class and six competitors in the other class or division, whatever they called it. There were 13 of us total in the men's open bodybuilding, whatever, whether it was short, medium. I think it was just the whole deal. There was 13 of us total. There were seven in my class. I took fourth out of seven. But what's interesting is on the other side, the guy who took second out of six, I actually beat him in the novice division earlier that day. And so I probably would have beat him also in the open division. So I probably placed maybe fifth out of 13 in the open class for that first show that I did. So I won the novice, and then I took, you know, fifth out of 13 in the open class. Second show, the following weekend, different organization, AMBF, I actually took second out of four for the open class. I couldn't do novice anymore because I'd already won a novice title, if you will. And so I couldn't do novice again, but I did the open class. I took second out of four. And so first turned pro. And so I was very close to turning pro, very, very close to turning pro. In terms of the placing, the distance between me and the guy that took first was pretty big. I mean, it wasn't close. It wasn't like, ooh, I don't know. It was like, no, I'm definitely not going to beat this guy here today. But still, I walked away from that in 2017. And I was like, wow, I can't believe I actually won the novice. Like, I can't believe I actually, like, won a show. Like, it blew me away to be the final person standing on stage when they were announcing the placings. Like, you know, I was sizing up the other guys and whatever. My wife was there, and she's like, I think you might win. And I was like, nah, there's no way. There's no way. I'm like, I might take second. I'll probably take third. I'm like, just sizing all the guys up. I'm like, all right, I got him beat, whatever. But then there were a couple guys I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. One guy was just, like, totally shredded. It wasn't very big, but he was very, very lean. And then the other guy that took second in the other side of the open class that ended up taking second in the novice class, he was a lot taller than me, and he had a really nice balance of size and conditioning. And so I actually thought I was going to lose to him for sure. But my wife was like, I don't know, because she, you know, I'm on stage, I'm doing my posing. I can't see what's happening, but she's in the crowd. She can see what's happening. And she's like, and my wife's pretty straight up. Like, she'll tell me, she's like, no, you're off. Like, you're looking at probably last here today. I hate to break it to you, but that's just, you know, the truth. And so when we came backstage and I felt really good, I was excited. I was like, what do you think? She's like, I think you might win. I was like, man, there's no way. Like, there's just absolutely no way. And then lo and behold, I actually did win. And it was crazy. It was really, really crazy. Really cool experience. So that was 2017. 2019 comes and I actually, I got leaner than 2017, only by 1 pound in terms of my actual stage weight. I got down to 167, but the trunks that I wore, and keep in mind, 2017, that was the leanest I'd ever been in my life. Not even close. Again, I was used to, you know, taking the stage at 190, 182, 183, 181, whatever. I came in at 168 and I'm only 5'7", so I was a lot closer to where I needed to be in 2017. But then in 2019, I actually got a lot leaner, even though I was only 1 pound lighter in terms of actual body weight. The trunks that I wore in 2017, I slipped them on the night before the show in 2019, and they didn't fit. They were too loose. Like, I couldn't wear them. They kept falling off my waist because my waist was a lot smaller than it was in 2017, and I had found a way to get even leaner. So somehow I got even leaner in 2019. Some of you guys know this. Some of you guys might not know this. But in 2019, so I was all set to go. I was all set to compete. I had the show picked out. Like, it was a November 23rd show. I'll never forget this. And I'm getting ready the night before. And by getting ready, I mean I'm carbing up. I'm dream tanning. Like, dream tan was fully on, all these things. My wife, Autumn, was pregnant with Amelia, who's going to be four in a couple of months. She was pregnant with Amelia, our third child. My 2.5-year-old son, Eli, at the time, he's six now. And almost seven. He'll be seven in April. My 2.5-year-old son was really, really sick with this really nasty rash on his body. And, like, it had kind of started developing over the last couple of days. And so it was getting really bad. And, I mean, I'm in a weird spot because I'm in, like, the final week prep. I had been training for this all year. I'd been prepping for, like, 10 months. I decided to prep really slow. And that gave me, you know, the chance to kind of fall off the wagon several times. But anyway, it had been on my mind for, like, 10, 11 months at this point. So I'm like, all right, it's finally here. I'm going to do this. I feel good about how I look and how I feel and whatever. And so my son started to get really sick a couple days before that Friday night before the show. And he started to develop this really nasty rash on his body. And we didn't know what was going on. Like, we took him to the ER and they said, yeah, we think it's, you know, multicaria, multiformi, something. But anyway, they were like, yeah, he'll be okay. But, you know, this is what we think it is. Here's some medicine, all these things. Well, my wife was in a really difficult spot because she's pregnant. So she's got a lot of emotions and hormones and just all these things happening. So it's very difficult for her. But then, like, her little boy, like Eli, is, like, you know, really, really sick. And I'm kind of, like, in my own world because I kind of need to be to get ready for the show. Anyway, long story short, oh, this is a pretty long story already. Night before the show, I'm all dream tanned up. I'm all ready to go. And then all of a sudden, I just looked at my wife and I said, I can't compete tomorrow. Just, I can't do it. I can't leave my son. I can't leave you here with him. Like, I can't do it. Like, there's just no way. Because I was going to need my wife to, like, come backstage with me and, like, help me. Because she's my person. She knows all about this. I don't want anyone else back there. I want her back there because she knows, you know, kind of how to help me. She knows what I'm looking for. And there's just a lot of, like, last second things that need to be attended to. And so she was going to come with me, and we were going to essentially, we had a babysitter all lined up for Eli, whatever. And she was like, she's great. She's unbelievable. She was very honest with me. She's like, I don't know about this, man. She's like, I know you've got this, you know, you got your show tomorrow and it's a huge deal, but I just really don't feel good about this. She was kind of like, but, you know, this is your show. This is kind of like your call. And I was blown away that I withdrew from the show. I really was. Because to be frank with you, all bodybuilding is such a huge part of my life. That I can't believe I actually walked away. I can't believe I actually withdrew from the show at the last second to be with my family. Because many, many times prior to that, I had chosen bodybuilding over, you know, kind of family type things. And so it was a big moment for me. It was a big moment for me as a person. It was a big moment for me as a man. It was a big moment for me as a Christian. Honestly, kind of trying to be a bit more Christ-like for my wife and for my family. And so I'm very thankful that, you know, Jesus stepped in and kind of took the wheel for me there and helped me make that difficult decision. But so I didn't compete in 2019. And, you know, it was obviously a very disappointing feeling. But when I look back on 2019, I was very proud of what I was able to accomplish because I was leaner than 2017, significantly leaner than 2017. I don't think I would have turned pro, though. If I had to guess, I still think I would have missed the mark. I still think I was probably middle of the pack. You know, I mean, I took 5th out of 13 in 2017. I probably would have been, I don't know, maybe 4th out of 13, maybe 3rd out of 13, maybe, I don't know. I mean, it all depends on who shows up, and you really never know, you know, with these things. And so I felt really good about what I was able to do, but I did not think that I had enough to turn pro at that time. So that was 2019. So that's 2017 and 2010. Oh, and oh, by the way, turns out I actually had COVID. I think I'm like patient zero. I think I'm actually, forget about bats in Wuhan, like, you know, lab leaks. I'm pretty sure I'm the reason why COVID spread in the U.S. because I had COVID in November of 2019, right? And so the reason why I know is because on the day before the show, that Friday when I finally withdrew, I'm carbing up that day, right? So this is like every bodybuilder's dream. Like, you've been training for this. You've been thinking about this day for months at this point, right? Where you're going to get to eat like jelly beans and M&Ms and like all this amazing food to carb yourself up and get your glycogen stores ready and fill up your muscles, right? Well, anyway, well, the day finally comes. I actually go down to the show to register for the show. And, you know, I'm all set to go. I'm ready to do it, whatever. I start eating my my rice cakes with jelly and M&Ms on them, which sounds disgusting. It's not. It's absolutely amazing. I start eating these things, and I can't taste them at all. I can't taste them at all. And so I just chalked it up to, man, I'm like, everything is messed up right now. My hormones are messed up. My taste buds are messed up. Like, everything is, I'm like, I'm so messed up right now that I just got to, like, do this show and get back to baseline and kind of just get back to normal, right? So I just chalked it up to like a bodybuilding thing because there's all kinds of weird little things as bodybuilders that we do and, like, you know, putting Walden Farms on like salads and, like, you know, chicken and like steak. And it's like, ah, oh, this is amazing, right? And so, you know, I just chalked it up to that. Turns out, you know, I ended up losing my taste for about 2.5-3 months and it was COVID. Like, I was like, you know, patient zero from a COVID standpoint. So that's another interesting little factoid from that. And I had headaches and just, you know, dizziness and all kinds of crazy stuff. But, that was 2019. So that's 2017 and that's 2019, my last two competitive bodybuilding seasons. So 2019, moving to 2020, which is obviously a COVID year. Everything's crazy. The world's crazy. And it's just, it's uncharted waters for a lot of us. Well, for me, for us, for my wife and my kids, I mean, Amelia was born on March 9, 2020. So we had Amelia, and then we actually had an opportunity because of COVID largely to move down to Florida and go remote fully with Tasty, which was amazing. Tom's amazing, and everybody's amazing. Tom, Christy, everybody's incredible. And so I'm very thankful for that opportunity. Well, it was obviously a big move for me, for us, moving from Chicago down to Florida was, you know, a huge move. But this is where we had been trying to get to for many, many years. And so God finally opened up a way. So we're very thankful, very appreciative for that. And it was incredible. But it was a really, really big change and a really, really big deal. So I had no aspirations of competing in 2020. 2021 comes around, and I'm like, all right, I don't know. I kind of feel like firing it up again. Like 2019, I never even got on stage. Like, I kind of want to do this again. I'm feeling all right, like getting in my groove in terms of being down in Florida, all those kinds of things. And then, boom, January 2021, I tear my meniscus. Just in the back here, I played with my kids. I stepped in a divot. Boom. Like shooting pain, like electric pain in my knee. I'm like, man, what's going on? Go to physical therapy, do all these different things, whatever. And then didn't actually figure out that it was a torn meniscus until like later in like July, because you had to go through all the PT and whatever. And that was a total waste of time. But that's a whole separate thing. So I finally have my knee. I have the meniscus surgically repaired in July, and the recovery is pretty quick on a meniscus. Like I was back to training like in like a month or like 6 weeks, like training pretty heavy, training pretty hard. So I'm feeling really good. But 2021 is obviously out. From a competitive standpoint, 2022, looking to compete again, looking to get going, whatever, boom, I break my big toe. I break my right big toe, and I was in a boot, like I had to put pins in my toe because the way I broke it was super crazy and all that kind of stuff. And so a lot of times when you break toes, you just kind of buddy them up, let them heal, whatever. Well, my toe guy, right, everyone needs a good toe guy. My toe guy was like, nah, man, you need to get this operated on and get the pins in there and all, because if you don't, it's going to sag like for the rest of your life. Because the way you broke it is so weird that we should go ahead and fix this. Like, you're still reasonably young. I would go ahead and just fix it, repair it. You'll be good as new in 2-3 months. You won't even be thinking about your toe. And so I did that. And I'm glad I did now, because I don't think about my toe like ever. It's pretty much 100%. I never think about it. So big toe in 2022, that obviously shut me down. 2023, last year, I had very, very strong aspirations, which is why, you know, there's still a Road to the Pros Week 1 2023 up there on the YouTube channel. Which I'll probably just keep it up there just for funsies. But I just wasn't mentally ready for what was going to be required of me. And so I got off to a decent start in the year, but it kept fizzling out. I kept sputtering out. I just wasn't ready to really lock it down. And I think I had lost an appreciation for what was going to be required. And I just became way too focused on the results and way too focused on the outcomes for what I was trying to do. Like specifically with like my weight loss and different checkpoints and different, you know, markers where I wanted to be at certain points. I kept falling behind, and I became fixated on needing to be at a certain level at a certain time, which is a good thing. But I had completely lost, you know, kind of, you know, the love of the game, for lack of a better phrase, for all my Kevin Costner fans out there. I completely lost kind of this love of the process of bodybuilding, which I absolutely love. Love, love, love everything related to bodybuilding, even the hard stuff, even the low carb days, even the days when all you can think about is a peanut butter jelly sandwich. I'm like, man, I love it. Like, I absolutely love it, because it's such a, you know, it goes back to kind of what it meant for me as a young guy in my early 20s to make that transformation. Like, that totally changed my life. It completely changed my life in ways that are really unmatched in terms of anything else, you know, in this world. I'm the only thing that really, you know, kind of stands and overshadows that is the gospel. The only thing that kind of overshadows that in my life is my faith in Jesus. I see, really, the only thing that, and it obviously overshadows that in a big, big way, but that's a totally different thing. Like, that's talking about my eternity, and that's talking about, you know, kind of my eternal soul. Like, this, just from an earthly standpoint, it's, man, it's second to none. It's unmatched in terms of the impact that it's had on me and in my life. And so when I think about the process, and I think about the love of the game, and I think about, you know, the different aspects of bodybuilding, so, man, I forgot about all that stuff last year. So I just wasn't ready. So once like May came around, and I was like, I'm not going to make it. And I'm not going to rush this process, because I know I've done that before. Many times in the past, I did that a lot in the first 10 years of my bodybuilding career, and it never worked out. It never worked out. It was always just an absolute train wreck. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this the right way. So I finally ended up kind of shutting it down in the middle of the year. And then just kind of went with the squats plus chocolate chip cookies routine, which, I mean, I'm not going to lie, that's a pretty fun routine. And so I definitely enjoyed, you know, the second half of last year. But that brings me to this year. So this year, you know, I just got going on January 8th. So just, well, today's January 8th. I guess January 6th would be Saturday, just a couple days ago. And I'm super, super, super excited. And so what I want to talk about now are a couple of the things that I'm thinking about kind of moving forward to kind of frame the, you know, the whole kind of training year and then into next year and all those things. I'm not going to get into too many details this time. I just kind of want to talk about a couple of overarching things. So the first thing that I really wanted to talk about here in week number one, the vlog episode number one, was kind of what I hit on just a couple of minutes ago. I guess I kind of jumped the shark there a little bit in terms of loving the process, just loving the process. Like, there's so much research that shows and so many studies have been done that just show, like, you know, people who actually like enjoy running or people who actually like enjoy training as opposed to like feeling like it's a drag or feeling like it's a chore or feeling like, you know, just they just dread it. They always do so much better when they just enjoy the actual activity, when they just enjoy the actual process of whatever it is they're trying to do from a fitness standpoint. And so this year, even though I'm way further back than I was last year I started at the beginning of the year, I was around 206 or 207 in terms of my body weight. And I got to 167, 168 back in 2017 and 2019. And I know that I need to be closer to 160, if not even kind of touch below 160, kind of see that 158, 159. Like, if I really want to turn pro and I really want to, you know, really best my own personal records from 17 and 19, that's what I kind of have my sights set on. That's where I have my eyes set in terms of what I think I need to do. Now, maybe I've gained a bunch of muscle and it's only 162 or 163. I don't know. I mean, time will tell, but I don't think it's 167, 168. So last year I was 206 to 207 to get to kind of kick things off and get things going. Well, this year I've actually ticked up above 220. So I was 223 on Saturday morning. That's not really a real 223 though, because I'm already back to 219 here in just 2 days. And so just not eating like a rhinoceros and, you know, just allowing the carbs to kind of ooze themselves out of my pores and kind of let my glycogen stores, you know, come down. Let some water kind of dissipate from the system. I mean, I'm going to be 216 in the next couple of days quickly, very, very quickly. And so this is not like real weight loss. I mean, it's exciting and it's definitely encouraging psychologically, but I'm actually further back than I was to start last year. But I feel like I'm in a much better position to actually execute on my objectives and potentially even achieve my goals in terms of, I mean, turning pro is obviously a goal, but beating my former bests. That's my number one goal. I just want to beat what I did in 17 and 19. And, you know, I'm a few years older now. I mean, in 17, I was only 36. And then in 19, I was 38. So now I'm 42 and I'll be 43 in a couple of months. And so it's like, man, if I hit the stage at 43 and I'm able to beat what I did in my, you know, mid to late 30s, that'd be a huge, huge accomplishment. And so I feel way better positioned to actually do that, mainly because I'm just focusing on the process. I'm just focusing on the process because I know all the other stuff will come. The weight loss will come. The fat loss will come. The getting in the right condition, that will all come. It will all absolutely come. And there will be a time when I need to really focus on those things. There will absolutely come a time where it's like, all right, like I really need to buckle down, tighten it up for this next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks or whatever. And really, you know, my margin for error is not very wide. I need to execute on my plan so that I can hit these different check marks and all those kinds of things. That will come. But that point is not right now. Like that kind of modus operandi, that perspective is not needed right now at all. Because, you know, the nice thing about being so far away from your goal or your objective from a fitness standpoint is it's very, very, very easy at the very beginning. You don't need to do very much. Like, I know right now, if I'm just a little bit intentional and I'm just consistent with that little bit of intentionality, I'm still going to be able to eat quite a bit. I'm not going to really have to do any cardio if I don't want to. Now, I like doing some cardio because I think it's good for your heart. And I think it's good for your overall health and all that kind of stuff. But it's like, I don't really need to push it really hard at all. I can still eat a pretty good amount of food and I'm going to be 213 real quick. Like, I'm going to be 213 in like 2 weeks. Like, it's going to be really, really, really fast. And so it's like, all right, I've already got a nice little head start. I got plenty of time in terms of, you know, the schedule and the calendar and things like that. I probably won't talk about that now. We'll maybe talk about that next time. But the just focusing on the process is the first thing that it has been hugely beneficial for me in terms of my state of mind and just what I'm focusing on. Like, what I'm focusing on, my state of mind, my readiness. Like, it's really been great just focusing on the process. That's the first thing that I wanted to kind of make this first vlog episode about. But then the second thing, and this is really, really cool. I kind of forgot about this because I haven't been in training in a while. I mean, last year I was a little bit, but I never really got this feeling last year. And I think it's because I was focused on the wrong things. I feel, as of 2 days ago, I feel an incredible sense of purpose with my training. And because training is such a huge part of my life, and it has been for as long as I can remember, it has spilled over into so many other areas of my life. Like, I'm way more organized. Like, I'm way more, you know, I'm just way more kind of purpose-driven with a lot of the things I'm doing. Training-related, nutrition-related, tracking-related, kind of thinking about bodybuilding again, kind of thinking about the different things. Like, that's all there, and that makes me feel really good, and it's just really cool. It's really cool to be like, man, I'm actually, like, training for something again. Like, I really feel like, man, I'm actually, like, back in the athletic arena, and I'm going to get out there. Like, it's going to be awesome, right? And again, I mean, I think back to the last time I was on stage, which wasn't 2019, it was 2017. And in that novice class, I was the last man standing. And I'm like, man, I want to feel that again. Like, I want to be in that spot again. Like, it's just, it was such a cool experience that I'm like, I would really love to be able to do that again. But this time, it'll be in the open class where I'm actually able to turn pro. Like, that would be amazing. It would be so amazing in terms of my bodybuilding career. But that feeling, it has spilled over into, you know, the other things I'm working on with F Cubed. It has spilled over into my work with Tasty. It has spilled over into, you know, even my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my friends, my relationship with my children. Like, it's awesome. Like, it's so awesome. And it's really, really, really cool. And it's special in a lot of ways. You know, my relationship with bodybuilding is a very special relationship. And I'm sure I'll talk about that a lot over the course of the next couple of weeks and all those kinds of things. But I think even for you guys out there, just a couple of final kind of parting thoughts, because we're already at, I'm at 30 minutes on my little clock, but I got to cut out some of the riffraff that needs to get edited down. But two things for you guys. Number one, focus on the process. Focus on the process. You will be shocked at what you can accomplish if you just focus on the inputs and don't focus so much on the actual output. Don't focus so much on the actual outcome. Focus on the inputs. Focus on what you can control. Because to a large degree, you can't control what the scale is going to show you, you know, every, you know, day or any given day or any given Sunday, my Willie Beeman fans in the house. You can't control that, right? And so focus on what you can control. Like, you can control your training. You can control your nutrition. You can control, you know, what it is you're trying to do from a strategic standpoint. You can control all those things. What's really cool is if you focus on those things and you execute, you know, you have a good plan in place and you actually execute that plan, you're going to hit the mark. You're going to hit whatever mark you have for yourself. And so I would strongly encourage you guys out there to kind of, you know, don't focus so much on the outcome. I'm not going to say never focus on it because we're not robots. And it's obviously fun to think about, like, man, you know, what happens when I lose 20 pounds? What happens when I lose 35 pounds? Like, what happens when, you know, I see my abs for the first time in a long time or the first time ever? Right? I mean, that's just a really, really, really cool thing. I know exactly what that feels like. Focus on the process, right? It will do so many good things for you. On the other side of that, chances are, if you're taking this seriously, you know, again, whether you're competitive or not, it doesn't even matter. If you're taking this seriously, though, I'm willing to bet that you too feel a tremendous sense of purpose, a tremendous sense of purpose in what it is that you are doing. And I would absolutely latch onto that. I would grab onto that, right? Because that can carry you so far. It can take you to the next checkpoint. It can take you to the next landmark where, you know, you get through that first 8 to 10 pounds down. You get through that next 8 to 10 pounds down. Then next thing you know, you're 20 pounds lighter. You're 20 pounds lighter and your whole life can be different from a 20 pound drop. Like, it can be totally different. Not only can you be a ton healthier, your blood work improves, you know, the way you feel improves, like all these different things, you know, positively happen to you, but it can just be such an incredibly positive consequence when you actually start to get a little bit leaner, get a little bit healthier, and not necessarily, you know, get a, you know, full-time apartment, you know, in Shredsville, downtown, you know, city center, all those things, but you're just kind of, you're meandering around the outskirts of Shredsville. Like, you're just like, all right, like, I'm doing some things, some people that see you from time to time, kind of just, you know, on the city limits, and they're like, hey, I haven't seen you before. Right? Like, that's a really cool thing when you're kind of hanging out, you know, kind of where you want to go, and you're on route, right? Like, you're in route. On route? Nah, I don't know, whatever. You're on your way to getting to where you're trying to go. And so it's just, that's a really cool thing. There's a ton of purpose that can be felt with that. And so I would absolutely cling on to that. So that's pretty much it. I think we can pretty much shut down the stream of consciousness here today for vlog number one. Road to the Pros week number one is in the books. We are, you know, we're kind of up and running. I think realistically, I don't think I'm going to be able to do these every week. I'm going to try to do them most weeks, but I think every other week is probably going to be a more realistic cadence for me to actually fall into. I'll probably do them every week for the first couple of weeks because I'm excited to get this going again. But I would say longer term, we're probably looking at every other week. And so I'm going to try to do these at least, you know, every other week, if not every week or most weeks. And yeah, I appreciate you guys. I really hope that you guys got something from this. If, you know, if I can help you guys in any way, shape, or form, you reach out to me on social media. I'm very active on Twitter. I am at JSchultzF3. And you guys can find me on there with lots of training, nutrition, finance stuff. I mean, I'm on Twitter way too much. And so maybe you shouldn't reach out to me on Twitter. But anyway, you can find me on Twitter and we can connect. And I will, yeah, I really hope this helped you guys out. And I'll see you guys next time.